Blackstone presents The Great Library of Tomorrow by Rosalia Aguilar Salas. This book is read by Frankie Corzo. Prologue. The ash blew like snow across the dried ocean bed. The lone figure hurried past the few scattered corpses without breaking stride. There was no time to dwell on what he saw. He ignored the unnaturally twisted limbs and torn faces scattered across the sand, the skulls with jaws locked open as though silently screaming, a choir of agony frozen in time. The bones lay around the crumbling hulks of rotting ships, where evil had devoured them. That the darkness had won made it all the more appropriate the meeting should take place here, in the first realm that fell to its power. Once a location of light and love, its twin stars shining over lush forests, green mountains, and deep oceans, it had become the first realm to be consumed by the malevolent evil the figure served. Now it was a benighted landscape in which only the hardiest survived, especially where he trod now. Where this once vast ocean had stretched was now a desert lowland. Desiccated remains of great sea creatures littered the ground, with mournful mountains of dead coral reefs looming large over the lifeless sands. The man stumbled as his boot crunched through someone's ribcage. He quickly shook the crumbling and charred remains of the unfortunate soul away from him, and carried on climbing the slopes to where the swirling winds of cinders were strongest. His destination? The towering skeleton of bleached bones of the legendary copper sea monster, rising like the ruins of an ancient cathedral from the vast, unending desert. He was suddenly glad he'd kept his human form for this visit, choosing not to take the more agile and faster form of his merciless, hound-like self. It was more subservient and fitting to serve the harbinger of dark stories as a human. Although, in this fragile state, the threat of death churned hard in his stomach. The deep desert cold bit across his skin, especially around the eye socket where he carried his shrunken companion, Murdyless. The orb vibrated against his skull, Murdyless's little pulses of energy communicating in that peculiar way all orbs did. Not quite speech, but enough of a pattern to be understood. We're close. Ahead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?